You're listening to Morning Edition on WNYC. A parody of an erotic bestseller, a teenager's hand puppet possessed by Satan, funny domestic dysfunction. These are some of the topics of plays currently showing off or off Broadway in New York City. Joe Domanowitz is theater critic for the Daily News, and he joins us now to offer his reviews. Good morning.
Good morning.
So, Joe, you know, going by the plots of the three plays I just mentioned, it seems like humor is playing a big role on off-Broadway stages right now. Is that an accurate description?
I think it is. And just like there's 50 Shades, there's all sorts of colors of humor ranging from bleak to raunchy and all points within. And that's what there's a buffet out there, and humor is a big part of it.
All right. Well, let's start with 50 Shades, the musical, the original parody. That's the name of it, which is obviously, you know, a spoof of the erotic novel 50 Shades of Grey. I'm guessing there's a lot of fodder there for some, you know, wry lampooning. What's your verdict?
Right. This is a lampoon of what could be judged as a sort of lampoon to begin with, depending on your take on the books. Yeah, it's filled with raunchy humor. And actually, one of the great things about the show is seeing how the creators, and there are a bunch of them, five songwriters, five book writers, look to traditional musical theater building blocks. They're including an I Want song, although when the heroine of this show sings of what's missing inside her, she really talks about being inside her, which is not classic Golden Age Broadway.
So is it worth seeing?
Well, if you're a fan of the book and you just want to laugh, this is not high art. It doesn't aim for it. And I always say it's easy to like a show that knows what it is, and this show knows what it is.
Oh, right. Another play, Hand to God, is about a teenager's hand puppet, which is possessed by the devil. Is that a parody of Avenue Q?
No, but I'm sure that the writer, Robert Askin's, really smart guy, whip smart. I'm sure look to Avenue Q. There's actually a scene in which there's some puppet sex, even raunchier than the Broadway and ultimately off-Broadway version. So I'm sure that that inspired him a bit.
The Open House is another interesting current play. It's by playwright Will Eno. You called it smart and dark and ultimately touching. Why?
Yeah, Will Eno over the last decade has become sort of the master of language and what I'd call bleak humor, not necessarily black humor, but he has a way of taking everyday circumstances, finding humor, but always underneath it is an dark undertone. This is a look inside a family drama, and there have been so many of them, it's hard to imagine that somebody can find something fresh within that. Will Eno does. This is a story about the corrosive nature of family and almost a cautionary tale looking at you can only erode people so much until they're just moved to extinction.
Now, not all off-Broadway theater out right now is funny, though. There's also Satchmo at the Waldorf, written by Wall Street Journal drama critic Terry Teachout. It's his first play, and I'm guessing it must have been kind of awkward for you to review a fellow critic.
Yeah, Terry's a colleague, but I went to the play. I wanted to see what Terry had to say about it. He's a biographer and had done a book about Satchmo. What interested me most, and as I mentioned in the review, you know from the very first five words that this is not just going to be a frilly Valentine. He's looking at Louis Armstrong's life as seen through racist in America. So it impressed me in that way. He's not just looking at kind of the guy who sang Hello Dolly, which is certainly dealt with. But what I liked about it, too, is that he's has a great ally in John Douglas Thompson, who plays not only Louis Armstrong, but his mobbed-up white manager, and as well as Miles Davis. And Davis, while I'm sure respected Satchmo's work, didn't respect his personality, and he called him an Uncle Tom. So there's a lot going on in the play, and actually I think Terry did a great job.
Is there a lot of music in that play?
It's not that kind of play. No, there's no trumpet playing. There's a few recordings, and you do hear Hello, Dolly. But this is that sort of play that happens a lot. Dressing room towards the end of the life, and it's sort of this last gasp and last look, taking stock not only of himself and his career, but the America that he lived in and played music in and had to survive in.
What about upcoming plays off and off Broadway? What are you most excited to see coming up?
Well, one play that I'm really looking forward to is called The Library. It's by Scott Burns, and he's collaborating again with his go-to director, Steven Soderbergh. This is at the Public Theater, and it's a look at the aftermath of high school gun violence. So it's topical, marks the debut for not only the writer, but for Soderbergh, who has carved out such an interesting career that you can't quite pinpoint. You know, he goes from Magic Mike to Behind the Candelabra to gritty stuff like Traffic. So
But all on film. So is this his debut
His New York stage debut. He did, I believe, a stage piece in Australia. This is his New York stage premiere. April 13 is the opening.
Something to look forward to next month. Joe Domanowitz is theater critic for The Daily News. Thanks so much, Joe.
Thanks for having me.
This is WNYC.